The topic of today's sohbet is physics, chemistry, and marriage. Because it's the season, people are getting married, and a lot of people who have already married are having troubles trying to drive their marriages. Maybe we can get a better insight about not only us, but in general, how to observe the relationships in the universe. And there are sciences for it. A discipline that scientists are working on is physics. Physics is the science of observing and analyzing the motions of entities that has a mass. Physicists are trying to understand the cause and effect relationship between those entities. It's observable. Physics is observable. That is, we observe those cause and effect relations. We know that when there is an effect, where the impact is coming from. And in the universe, when you look at all those visible objects and entities and their interactions, there is always there are always forces. That is, when you look at the interaction between two objects, one object either pulls or pushes the other object. And among all the forces in a relationship, there is an equilibrium. Equilibrium has to form, otherwise it's chaotic. That is, when there is steady state, when there is stability, it means that equilibrium is held. Meaning that all the forces, the net force becomes zero. I mean, this is so common knowledge by everyone, when I kind of started talking about it as if I'm talking about nonsense, but it's actually, this is something that you have been observing. This is the first thing we observe. This is the first thing we are capable of perceiving. You know, it starts at the age of 4 and goes until the age of 14, until the age of puberty. What happens after puberty, we're going to come to that one. But between 0 and 4, there's no conscious. I don't think anybody can remember anything that has happened. You may think you remember, but go back when you are 9 months old, 2 years old, 3 years old, all the way up to 4. We are unconscious. It is not possible to generate a real memory. That's why at the age of 4, we recited Fatiha, Ihlas, for Hassan. Consciousness, that is, ability to observe what is going on in the universe starts at the age of 4. 4 years, 4 months. You know, there's a tradition where we start with Ihlas. Start observing. Okay, now start observing. You're conscious. No, this... that level of consciousness, human being doesn't have that level of consciousness. That's why we cannot survive without any help between the age of 0 and 4. All the animals have their instinct implemented in them. They kind of do in it everything. They are born, the birds, flocks, animals. They feed themselves, they search for mates, anything you can imagine they are capable of doing during that period, those capabilities are their instincts and they are written. For us, there's no consciousness so that we cannot survive. Animals can survive. It is written in their code. Anyway, so... observation starts at the age of 4. You know, actually, remember your children that they constantly take this and drop it. You kind of pull it, pick it up from the floor, put it back. She does it again, over and over. The observation started. Ah, cause and effect. Oh, this kind of, they don't articulate this, but there's a mass. When there's a mass, there's a gravity. They don't know what is what, but there are forces interacting with each other. As a result of that, certain emotions develop. Like, for example, when somebody pushes them, they cry. So all the physical observations that they see, the masses, gravitations, forces, all those things are also impact their thinking. As they observe the visible world, they also observe the motions, they also start reacting those motions with emotions. That is up until the age of puberty. We are born into the physical world. In the physics, in the visible world, entities, I know you have been thinking, what does this have anything to do with marriage? We're going to come to that one. Hold on, show patience for 15 minutes. We're going to come to that subject. In this visible world, entities seek for equilibrium. There is, when you kind of reflect this discipline, science, into ideation, this intellectual thinking, you kind of reflect it. It is called, in the philosophy, this is called duality, meaning that all objects, like I'll give you an example of when we go to Cape Cod, there's full moon or not, but when moon is closer to Earth, you see the water starts rising, the tide. There is one object, moon. There is the Earth. Moon wants the water, sucks it up. Earth says, no, it is my water. And then there is an equilibrium forms. At that equilibrium, water rises. That is the equilibrium. Now, in that, moon says, I am I, and you are you. There's no negotiation. I mean, negotiation happens without anybody giving up anything, but naturally the forces around you offers an equilibrium, and you don't have any option but accept that equilibrium. If you have more force, you're going to apply it. You're going to get it from it. It's a battle. It is true for any physical interaction. There is duality. There is it's like I am I, you are you. It is really, there's no giving. In that type of relation, in the world, this is the visible relation, which actually we copy it until the age of puberty. Most of us, because we don't evolve after the age of 14, we are still doing physical marriages. Our intellectual thinking is still what we have observed at the age of 14, which is, I have to establish an equilibrium. I have to put all my forces, establish this equilibrium, impose upon the other so that without me losing my identity, I establish an equilibrium. In that equilibrium, I receive what I want. I mean, equilibrium, for example, I push this chair back. Chair pushes me back, forward. It's an equilibrium. I mean, if there's no equilibrium, I fall back. There is an equilibrium here, and in that doesn't mean a happy equilibrium. It doesn't mean that I'm comfortable here. Not that I'm not comfortable, but just giving you an example. Just because there is an equilibrium doesn't mean I'm comfortable. But if I am uncomfortable, I'm going to start pushing myself back. I'm going to force it. I'm going to break it. And I did that many times at home. And I look at our chair, I found that half of them are broken. You break it. You break to the other part. You kind of, because there's this identity thing, And in this physical relation, it's all about forces trying to impose or force their identity upon the other one. Somehow an equilibrium forms. If you get more power, you push more. To the extent that in many cases, you exterminate the other party. That's okay. That's the physics of it. That is, all of a sudden, the gravitational forces disappears. Moon is not going to stop and say, oh, Earth, I'm sorry about you. Let's share this water. He's going to suck it up, all of it. There's no negotiation. There is just external forces are forcing some kind of a negotiation, equilibrium. That's physical relations. The associated thinking of it is called duality, meaning there are two parties. Two parties, each party enters this relation with certain forces, and equilibrium happens eventually. Does equilibrium stay there? No. No. External forces constantly change. Somebody becomes rich, somebody becomes poor, somebody becomes old, somebody becomes young. All the external forces keep changing as things change, like rising water in Cape Cod. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. New equilibriums forms. In those equilibriums, one thing that I want to emphasize, that in physical relations, there's nothing new. What do I mean there's nothing new? You are you. Moon is moon. Earth is earth. You may have different equilibriums at different times. You change the time, you change the positions, but at the end, there is no transformation. You are you. The one whom you are interacting is not changing. You are not changing. There's no evolution. That's the physics. That's how physics works. And all the physical science is actually trying to understand if I hit this, you know, how much I can push it. You know, all the billiards balls, how they interact with each other. Scientists are mesmerized to have this complex equations to be able to predict if I hit this, what happens. 3 days later, there, you know, cause and effect relations. Through this, we kind of learn the physical world. And at the age of puberty, once we understand the physical world, kind of another phase starts. That is the phase after the age of puberty. Now we know about the physical world, then another level of consciousness starts rising in us. We started observing our bodies. This is the second phase. Age 14 to 24 is about bodies. I have a body. I have a hand. I can use it. Now you kind of develop your intelligence and use it as a tool to make tools so that you can control things. It's all about controlling. Because now you know the physics of things, you need tools to control it. You know, you make the stick so that you can, you know, hit the ball faster and better. And you kind of build, again, in this physical world, with your intelligence, with your tools, with your body, you use your body, and everything else that comes with your body to change the equilibrium towards your interest. I'm still talking about duality. There's no duality. In duality, there is no unity. There is no change. Everybody keeps their own identity. Remember, the hadith Tosun Baba used to say us every year when Ramadan starts, that Allah Ta'ala puts the ego, nafs, into the hell of ice for 10,000 years, and And then when he takes him out, he asks, who am I and who are you? And the nefs says, I am I, you are you. So everything is physical here. we don't have any relationship. You are the powerful, I don't have the power. And then he puts the nefs into the hell of fire for 10,000 years. It comes out, who am I, who are you? You are you, I am I. Until Ramadan comes. And the 30 days of fasting, nefs says, you are everything and I am nothing. Kind of loses its identity, is lost. And the physics, now the physical, the law of physics doesn't work anymore. By the way, all the laws of physics, these are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And it is said that Gabriel implements those laws through angels. A different topic. Now, I want to talk a bit about, before the marriage, I want to talk about the science of chemistry. So the science of chemistry and its influence on us is mentioned in his books by Ibn Arabi. In his book, Futuhat-ı Mekkiye, right? What's the name of the book? In his book, at the beginning of it, he says 4 days, but some say 40 days. Here is what happens. At the age of 14, again, when he came to the age of 14, that is when he kind of completed his education of understanding the physical world and implementations and the rules and the laws. At the age of 14, apparently he was the son of a merchant. They were rich. And as a young person, he was having a lot of fun. You know, drinking, enjoying his life, until one night that he has heard this inner voice that, and his name is Muhammad. Oh, Muhammad, are you created for this, to have fun in this world? This inner voice was so powerful in him, and he left where he was enjoying his time. And then the first person he saw was a shepherd. He gave his clothes to the shepherd. He took shepherd's clothes, and then he went into a cave. Cave is a symbolism here. And then according to one narration, he stayed in the cave for 40. Some says 4 days. But that cave is really the darkness. The darkness, meaning that not being able to see, not being able to find a solution to your problem, is the cave. Was it an actual cave, or was it a state that he spent 40 days or 4 days? We don't know, but he mentioned it as cave. After he came out of this cave, he said that I was given the knowledge of chemistry. That's what we need to understand. That is, after